Welcome to the Pain Relief Path podcast, where I dive into the vast world of chronic pain with the occasional help from knowledgeable guests from diverse disciplines that impact your chronic pain. I am your host, Dr. Pan Zhang, physical therapist turned chronic pain coach. I'm here to educate, empower, and encourage you to find your path to a pain-free life. Thank you for listening. Enjoy. Welcome back to Pain Relief Path. My name is Dr. Pan Zhang, and I am a chronic pain coach. And today we are going to tackle what you are avoiding. And this is a big, big topic for people who are wanting to make a change in their life, but they just can't seem to get the momentum going, and they just can't seem to take that first step. And let's be honest, this is most people. If you are wanting to make a big change in your life, whether you're dealing with chronic pain or not, that first step is the scariest thing. And what a lot of people end up doing is, instead of looking at that first step and gathering up the courage, they turn away and just pretend like they're not going to take it, that that's not there, that that's not even an option for them. So I want to tackle the avoidance piece of taking that first step, because until we can really talk about and think about why you're avoiding that first step onto your path, you're not going to take that first step, right? You're not even going to be looking for the path. You're going to be thinking that path doesn't exist, that it can't exist. It's impossible. There's no way you can get out of your chronic pain cycle. And this is just going to be your life forever. And here's the deal. Sometimes it is easier to think that way than it is to, one, stop avoiding thinking that there is a different path for you, and two, taking that first step, because those two things are really, really scary. Because here's the deal. What if it doesn't work? What if you do the things that you think you need to be doing and you feel like you're trying as hard as you can, and then you're still just back to where you are at square one? Because that, my friend, is a very, very, very common thought process that so many people are dealing with, that so many people are having to kind of replay in their heads over and over again. And this is why so many people don't even reach out for help. So this is why I want to make sure that I am getting to this point, and I really want to address this before you completely give up on the path. So how are we going to address this avoidance? Number one, we have to really see that we are avoiding something, right? And avoidance is one of those things where you're avoiding something, so you might not even know that you're avoiding something. You have built up these stories in your head telling yourself, oh, I'm just not doing that because of these reasons. And those reasons might feel and sound very, very, very solid. However, really examine those reasons. Sometimes those reasons that you're going to be giving yourself are things that you completely have control over. And it's just a story that you're telling yourself, saying that, you know, I can't do this because of, you know, I have no time during the day, or I have too many obligations, or I have, you know, just too many things going on in my life right now. I'm not even going to address this as a problem because I don't have the bandwidth for it. And for a lot of people, there has to be a right time and place, 100%, for things to happen and things to work out well. However, if you do not prioritize your health, your life, and your pain, then nothing will ever change. And that, unfortunately, is the truth of the matter. And at the end of the day, what we have time for is what we make time for. So if you are one of those people who are telling yourself in the main story is, I don't have time for this. I don't have effort for this. At the end of the day, I'm drained. I can't do this. I don't want to invest in, you know, this chronic pain program. It's just not for me. I don't have the battery life for this type of commitment. And number one, kudos to you for recognizing that that is where you are right now in life. And number two, when are you going to have that time? If not now, when? And if you can't think of a time, listen, you know, my son is graduating from high school in 2 weeks. And after that, that's when I'm going to be able to have so much more freedom. And I'm going to have so much less on my plate that I'm going to be able to commit to this. Great. You have a time frame. You have a plan. 100%. That is really, really solid. However, if you ask yourself, when am I going to have time for this? And the answer is, oh, I just don't know. Life is so crazy. I can't even think that far ahead. Honestly, my friend, if you're there and that is the story, then unless you make a change in your mindset and how you perceive your time and energy, then it's not going to happen. Nothing will change for you unless you make it a priority. So think about that. And if you're in the latter category where you're like, I just don't know when this is going to happen. I don't know when and if I'm going to ever have time for this. I want you to really ask yourself, is this truly a priority for you? Yes, living in chronic pain sucks. Having a chronic illness really, really, you know, can make a big impact on the quality of your life. However, if you are not finding the time and the energy to make a change, is this as big of a problem as you are telling yourself it is? Because if it is, then you will find the time and energy to devote to addressing this issue for yourself. But if it isn't, then you might not. And that is perfectly okay. I'm not saying this to be judgmental, but I just want you to be honest with yourself and just really be honest with, you know, if it's not a priority, then that's okay. That is perfectly fine. But if you keep telling yourself that it is a priority, that it is so much that if you just change this piece of your life, that everything else will change, but you're not changing it, telling yourself that over and over and over again is not going to help. In fact, it is hurting you because that alone, that story alone that you're telling yourself, it's stressing you out. It's adding to that mountain of things that you have to do, that mountain of stress and emotional strain that you're dealing with every day. So be honest with yourself here, right? If this is as big of an issue as you are telling yourself it is, then find the time, find the energy, make it happen. But if it isn't, also acknowledge that, because acknowledging that in and of itself will help immensely with your stress and strain throughout the day. Okay. So that's the number one thing with avoidance, making sure that you're understanding where you truly are. Are you ready? Are you willing? Is it important for you to take this step into a pain-free life? Is it important for you to do the work both physically, mentally, and emotionally to take that step forward? And if it's not on the top, you know, one or two things in your life that will be the thing that changes the trajectory of your life and the quality of your life, then that's okay. You don't have to make it that if you truly don't feel like it is that big of a deal. Okay. And like I said, recognizing that will truly help you help yourself with your stress and emotional strain. Okay. So let's talk about some other feelings or thoughts that might come up when you think about progressing or doing something new or trying, a new routine or diving into a new, you know, chronic pain coaching program like the one that I offer. What are some thoughts and feelings that you might have here? Number one, if you're a chronic people pleaser, like I am, and you are never a priority to yourself or to others, investing in yourself, not just financially, but time-wise for this, might feel almost shameful, right? That might be a feeling that's coming up for you if you are avoiding this. You know, I don't have time for this because I have too many other people and things to take care of, and I can't take care of myself. My friend, I hear you. I know where you're coming from here, 100%. But, you know, it's that old analogy of you have to put the oxygen mask on yourself first before you can truly help others. That's true. If you are chronically sleep deprived, if you are chronically cranky and agitated and stressed out, the people around you are going to feel that. The people that you want to serve and you want to help and you want to care for, they're going to feel that from you. And it's just going to be a harder existence for everybody. So it's weird. If you're a chronic people pleaser, again, like I am, the best way to please people is to help yourself first, because that will make everybody else happy. So that feeling of shame, that it's almost like, this is silly. I don't want to invest in myself. This is a silly goal. I don't know if I'll ever get there. I feel you on that. I encourage you to dive a little deeper and think about, if you're in this camp, think about the last time you did something for yourself. Think about the last time you wanted something for yourself, truly wanted something, not needed, but what did you last want for yourself, whether it was practical or not? When was the last time you wanted something for yourself? Think about that. Another thing here is guilt. Another feeling that I encounter a lot with people is them feeling guilty about, one, investing in themselves, but two, you know, I feel guilty about not having done this sooner, or had not doing it yet, or not taking the first step, or not prioritizing this, or, you know, 3 months ago I started and then I stopped and now I feel guilty because I stopped, right? That feeling of guilt is a big one that keeps people from being able to keep moving forward. And again, that's all right. Recognize that feeling. Lean into that feeling a little bit, if you will. And that's okay. You can feel that guilt and actually let yourself feel that guilt. Journal about it. Think about it. Brainstorm about it if you want to brainstorm rather than journal. But accept that you feel that guilt and then move forward. Don't try to bury that guilt deep down inside. Don't try to be like, oh, that was silly, you know, all this stuff. Just accept it and keep moving forward. The next feeling that I usually find from my clients is that feeling of fear. What if I fail? What if I invest all this time, energy, money into this program, into this thing, into this new life change? And what if it doesn't work? Well, here's the deal. Make sure expectations are set in the beginning. Make sure that you know that what it takes to get to where you want to be. And this is not just a money thing. This is not just a time thing, but make sure you understand the changes in your life that you are going to have to make to get to that end goal. Make sure you understand the identity or identities that you're going to have to shift, maybe let go of entirely, maybe have to completely change your mindset around to be able to get to your next goal. I think making sure expectations are set and then understanding what it takes before you embark on this journey will really, really help you succeed. Because where most people fail is they realize they're not ready. They're not ready to let go of certain identities, not ready to let go of certain habits or routines that they've developed over the years to be able to get to that next step. And that's okay. The big thing here is understanding where you are, what you're willing and not willing to change, and going from there. Because if you see the end of the path and you're like, oh, I can get there. But then the first thing that you come upon is a stumbling block of, hey, this needs to change, or, you know, this identity is not serving you anymore. The story that you're telling yourself is not serving you anymore. And if you're not willing to let go of that or change that story or identity, then you're not going to get to that end point. And it's going to feel like you failed, but you didn't fail. You just didn't know. You just didn't know what you had to do to get there. So make sure you're understanding that point. And I think in that, you know, having a coach, having a guide, having somebody to help you through that process is really, really, really important. And that will just help you set up for success 100%. So those are the three big feelings that I normally encounter: shame, fear, guilt, from people wanting to take a step forward, but avoiding taking a step forward. So what happens there is what that looks like, because a lot of people don't really realize that these are things that they're feeling, right? But what ends up happening is their actions reflect those feelings. So what it looks like when that happens is they, one, give up before they even start trying. Again, like I said, they tell themselves or other people's stories, you know, I that program sounds really good, I want to do it, but reason. And there's always a but reason. And it doesn't matter what the reason is. If there's a but reason, there's some sort of underlying feeling there that's keeping them from moving forward. And sometimes you have to address that feeling before you can move forward. Actually, most of the time, you have to address that feeling before you move forward. The next thing that most people do is they get frustrated, they get angry, they get moody, they get anxious, right? They want to start going forward. A part of them, a big part of them, wants to just face that demon and face the monster and just go for it. But they're holding themselves back. So that's where that frustration, that anger, the anxiety really kicks in. The last thing, this is probably the most common thing that I see a lot of people do or potential clients do, is they buffer. And this is what I mean by buffering. Buffering is basically doing things with your time that are not serving you. Whether that is playing video games, whether that's binging Netflix for 2 or 3 hours a night, whether that's being on social media for 2 or 3 hours a night, whether that's sometimes, you know, even healthy habits might actually be buffering. Sometimes that might be, you know, reading for 2 or 3 hours a night, or escaping, just sort of some sort of mental and emotional escape. For some people, this is less so with people with chronic pain, but for some people, it's working out for 2 or 3 hours a night, right? Or for some people, it's being a workaholic, completely devoting themselves mentally and emotionally to their work so that they don't have to deal with or face their personal feelings or thoughts or stories. So if you're buffering, if you're doing something with your time, a big chunk of time that is not really serving you, then you're most likely avoiding addressing the feelings that's keeping you from starting down a path of change. So really think about that. So the three things, the three feelings that I really help people address, and hopefully you can see some sort of relation connection here. If you're working on trying to start something, but not being able to, it's a feeling of shame, feeling of fear, or feeling of guilt. And when you have those three feelings and you're trying to cover them up with other things, it's going to look like giving up before trying. It's going to look like being frustrated, angry, anxious, or it's going to look like buffering. It's going to look like you're just busying yourself and doing things that, you know, might not actually be doing anything for you long term. If this resonates with you, and if you feel like you are wanting and you are ready, you're so ready for change, but you just don't know if you can do it, and you don't know if you want to do it, or if when you think about it, your brain automatically diverts you to try to think about something else, or if you're recognizing that you're feeling shame, fear, or guilt about trying to do something new and improve your life, reach out to me. I'd love to hear from you. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it a little bit more. And let's see if we can get you onto a path where you can be pain-free. Because I truly believe for everybody out there who is dealing with chronic pain, you can find your path to a pain-free life. Okay? So I hope this helps you help yourself. And if you have any questions at all, as always, please feel free to reach out to me. Shoot me an email at pan@painreliefpath.com, or you can hit me up on my Instagram at Dr. Pan Zhang or Pain Relief Path. I think it's under Pain Relief Path. So feel free to get in touch. I'd love to hear from you. And I hope this helps you think a little deeper and have a fantastic week. All right. Have a good one.